This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. When you think about the economy, do you ever consider all the stuff it's made up of? Not the stuff we buy. That's almost too easy. I mean the actual stuff it's made up of. The elements, the chemical elements that go into making modern life possible. The BBC's Justin Rowlett is trying to answer that very question in a new series he's working on. And he started with phosphorus. Justin, good to have you on again.
Very good to speak to you, Kai.
I'm obliged to say that you have to make me care about phosphorus, my friend.
Listen, I actually don't think that's going to be too hard, and I'll tell you
okay.
Why. All life depends on phosphorus.
All right, then.
Plants need phosphorus. Bacteria needs phosphorus. None of us would be here if it wasn't for phosphorus.
What did you find, then? I mean, as we use it in all these things that you talked about, where did you go and what did you find?
Well, what you find is that phosphorus, this incredibly important element, the key part of life, as we've heard, is in incredible short supply. Now, we use phosphorus because of modern agriculture. If you have great fields, you know, the plants grow, they take phosphorus out, you need to replenish it. So you need a source of phosphorus. Where's the phosphorus? Well, frankly, Kai, overwhelmingly in Morocco.
Morocco?
Morocco has a stranglehold on the world phosphorus market. Virtually all the mineable phosphorus in the world is in Morocco. So we're incredibly dependent. This is bigger than OPEC. And the question is, you know, what will the Moroccan government do over time? They've got this incredible monopoly. Will they put prices up? Will we all, you know, find that we're paying a lot more from our food because they recognize they've got this this control over this crucial element?
Is there that relationship? As phosphorus prices rise, so too does, corn out of Iowa or something?
Obviously it's an element in the corn prices. But yeah, if phosphorus prices rise, a component that is in the bread that you eat in the morning. And so, yeah, we all pay.
You know, you mentioned OPEC, which brings to mind oil, of course, and there's a finite supply of oil. Is there a finite supply of phosphorus? And what do we do if and when we run out?
There is a finite supply of easily mineable phosphorus. So the question is, are there ways of recovering the phosphorus that there is, for example, in the food that we eat? And it turns out, yes, there is. And I was sent to a sewage plant in
a town called
Slough. Yeah, because our bodies don't take up all the phosphorus in the food that we eat. Some of it, how shall I put this, passes through us.
Yeah, I was about to say I want your job, but now I really don't, because you get to run around and do all these fun
so
things.
So we went to Slough, one of the least celebrated towns in Britain, to a sewage plant where they're trying to recover the phosphorus in sewage, and doing so quite successfully. Now, what they're saying is that over time, they reckon they could meet about 20% of the UK's phosphorus requirements from sewage. So a significant quantity, but, you know, nowhere near the amount of phosphorus we need to have the high yields of agriculture that we've come to depend on.
Where else will this elemental series take you other than sewage treatment plants?
Well, the obvious ones are sort of gold and stuff, but we thought, let's go to some of the less obvious but charismatic elements, if you like. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be looking at mercury, quicksilver.
Going
to be looking at helium, and we're going to be looking at aluminium.
Justin Rowlett, our occasional correspondent from the BBC. It's aluminum, by the way, my friend.
I don't think so, Kai.
Right,
could discuss this, tomato.
Yeah.
Let's work the whole thing out.
That's a whole different interview. All right, be good. Take care.
Cheers. Thank you very much indeed, Kai.